Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الخلق محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. So I was informed to give this lecture just half an hour ago, so excuse me for any not good preparation. So my lecture will be very quick inshallah, the conditions of La ilaha illallah. So every Muslim knows that the key to paradise is the statement there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Yet too many Muslims simply rely upon this statement, that this statement will directly get me into paradise, which is not true. To say this statement, there are conditions that you have to fulfill these conditions in order to get to paradise. Although this is the first thing that you have to do it or to say it to become a Muslim, but still, if you don't fulfill the conditions, you won't be able to get to paradise. For example, the hypocrites used to make this statement quite often. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them as liars and says that they shall abide in the lowest class of the hellfire. The famous tabi'i, Wahib ibn Munabbih, was once asked, "Isn't the statement of La ilaha illallah the key to paradise?" He answered, "Yes, but every key has ridges. If you come with the key that has the right ridges, the door will open for you. Yet if you don't have the right ridges, the door will not open for you." So if we study the verses of the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find that the conditions of the shahada, this statement, are 7, 8, or 9, or 11, it depends how we look at them. So it's important that all of us make sure to fulfill these conditions in our lives and in our own testimony of faith. We must do our best to satisfy these conditions before it's too late and our testimony will be no avail whatsoever. It's not simply for the sake of teaching these conditions. Indeed, there is no benefit to that, but it is instead for all of us to look to ourselves and to make sure that we are actually meeting these conditions, so that by Allah's mercy, the doors to paradise will be opened for us by our key of La ilaha illallah. So what are these conditions? The first condition is knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. So know that there is no God save Allah and ask forgiveness for your sin. So the first condition is the knowledge. So you have to know what does this statement means. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, whoever dies knowing that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah shall enter paradise, recorded by Muslim. And in other verse in Quran, إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. So save him who bears witness unto the truth knowingly. So now the issue here that today many Muslims who wonder why we should not accept secularism. This is just an example of that you have to know the meaning of shahada. So they think that there is nothing wrong with secularism. Many of these Muslims pray five times a day and they say the Shahada repeatedly. Yet they see nothing wrong with accepting a lawgiver other than Allah. This is a contradict between this means that your understanding of the Shahada is really not that good understanding, because you don't have the knowledge of this Shahada. So this is the first condition. The second condition is certainty, so which means in Arabic al-yaqeen. And by this we mean that the yaqeen is opposite of doubt and uncertainty. In Islam, in fact, any kind of doubt is equivalent to kufr or disbelief. We must in our hearts be absolutely certain of the truth of the Shahada. Our hearts must not be wavering in any way when we testify to the truth of there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا they have no doubt at all about this shahada. The true believers are those only who believe in Allah and His Messenger, and afterward doubt not, but strive with their wealth and their lives for the cause of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, no one meets Allah with the testimony that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and I am the Messenger of Allah, and he has no doubt about the statement except that he will enter paradise. So many scholars have stated that the diseases of the heart or the doubt and suspicious that one allows into one's heart are more dangerous for a person's faith than lusts and desires. This is because lusts and desires may be satisfied at some time, yet the person still knows them to be wrong. And he may control himself and repent and give up that evil deed. On the other hand, the doubts and suspicions may linger in the heart with no cure until the person finally leaves Islam entirely or continues to practice Islam while in fact in his heart he doesn't have the true faith. So what is the cure for these doubts and for these doubts? So the greatest cure for this doubt is seeking knowledge. Again, the first condition comes. It's through sound knowledge of the Quran and Sunnah that most of these doubts will be removed. Because if you know, you will not have doubts. If you don't know, any question with regards to Allah or to Prophet or whatever it is will shake you completely. And here I just mention the importance of the knowledge. One story that Shaitan came to one abid and he asked him a question just to shake his faith. So he asked him, "You say that Allah is powerful to do everything. He has the power to do everything, right?" So the man said, "Yes, right." So he asked him, "So Allah can create another Allah. So God can create another God, right?" He said, "Yes." So in this case, we will have two Allahs, right? So that man, his faith was really shaken at this point. He couldn't answer that question. He told him, "Okay, I will come back after 3 or 4 days and I will give you an answer." But the shaitan again went to another scholar. He has the knowledge. He asked him the same question. And the scholar answered him, "Okay, well, Allah can create another God, but in that case, the other God is a creature. So again, there is only one creator." It's simple. The answer is simple, but you need to have the knowledge to remove all these doubts from your heart. So this is the third condition. So the first one is knowledge. The second one is al-yaqeen or certainty. The third condition is acceptance. Acceptance, you have to accept that by saying this statement, you are now a slave of Allah. And when you become a slave of Allah, this means that you have to accept everything comes of Allah. Whether you like it or you don't like it, you are a slave. This is it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول in the Quran, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. So do you believe in part of the book and reject part of it? This means that you are not a true slave. There is something wrong in your faith, because you don't accept everything of Allah. If you like it, you will take it. If you don't like it, you will just ignore it. This is one of the conditions. If you don't accept everything from Allah, then you are not fulfilling these conditions. So the believer accepts whatever the implications of the Shahada are. So whatever comes from Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the true Muslim believes in as the truth. This goes hand in hand with their testimony of faith. So the fourth condition is submission and compliance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا إِلَيْهِ. Turn unto Him, repentant, and surrender unto Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. Who is better in religion than he who surrenders his purpose to Allah while doing good? So this implies the actual physical enactment with our deeds of our shahada. In fact, this is one of the main meanings of the word Islam itself, the submission. The meaning of Islam is the submission to the will and commands of Allah. And Allah has clearly made it a condition of faith that one submits to the command of Allah and His Messenger. Allah says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Which means, but nay by your Lord, they will not truly believe until they make you, the Messenger of Allah, judge of what is in dispute between them and find within themselves no dislike of which you decide and submit with full submission. So our shahada of faith must be implemented in our hearts, tongues and actions, not only your hearts. Your hearts, tongues and actions. In our hearts we must have love for Allah, fear Allah and hope in Him. With our tongues we must testify to the shahada. And with our actions we must implement what the shahada of faith requires from us. Anyone who claims to be a Muslim and yet does no deeds, either doesn't understand Islam or is being testimony against himself that his testimony of faith is not a true and correct testimony of faith. So your actions should reflect your faith in Allah. So, for example, okay, I say that La ilaha illallah, no God except Allah, but then I don't pray, I don't fast, I don't pay zakat, whatever. There are no actions that reflect that I'm really a believer of this shahada. So that was the fourth condition. The fifth one is truthfulness. And this is opposed to hypocrisy and dishonesty. So this means that when we say the shahada, we are saying it honestly. We actually mean it. We are not lying when it comes to our testimony of faith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one bears testimony to their being, no one worth of worship save Allah, sincerely from his heart, except that Allah makes the hellfire forbidden for him. And Allah says in Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And of mankind are some who say, we believe in Allah, and the last day, when they believe not, they think to beguile Allah and those who believe, and they beguile none save themselves, but they perceive not. in their hearts is a disease, and Allah increases their disease. A painful doom is theirs because they lie. So the shahada of those who become Muslims simply to benefit from being Muslim and not because they believe in Islam will be rejected by Allah in the hereafter. They will face a painful punishment due to their lie. And the sixth condition is sincerity. And by sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ وَمَا أُمِرُوا, in another verse, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they are ordained nothing else than to serve Allah, keeping real religion pure for Him, as men by nature upright, and to establish worship and to pay the poor due, that is true religion. And this is something all of us should think about it. But especially those of us who grew up in Muslim families and were born Muslims. So we were born in Muslim families. So Islam comes to us. We didn't seek Islam. So we were born Muslims, and that's why we take it, not because we really believe that this is the true religion, we take it because our parents are Muslims, that's it. And this is the main problem nowadays, I think, in my opinion, that many of us, we claim that to be Muslims, but we don't really behave as Muslims, because Islam just becomes like some sort of tradition or culture in our communities. And the seventh condition is love. And this is obvious. If you are a slave of someone, you will love him, right? Or if you surrender yourself to someone, you will love him. And this is the case of love. If you love someone, you will follow him, and you will do whatever he or she asks you to do. And here, just a quick story. There was a woman, and she asked someone, another man, tell me about the conditions of my beloved man. There was a man who used to love her. So he said that he loves you to the extent that if you ask him not to drink water, he will not drink water. He's stupid, I know, but this is the case if you are really in love with someone. So just, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثْلُ الْأَعْلَى, we say in Arabic. So just imagine, what if your love is for Allah, the creator of this whole universe, the creator of you, the creator, my creator. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever has three characteristics has tasted the sweetness of faith. The first of these three characteristics is that he loves Allah and his messenger more than he loves anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Quran, say, if your fathers or your sons or your brethren or your wives or your tribes or the wealth you have acquired or merchandise for which you fear that there will be no else or dealings you desire are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and striving in His way, then wait till Allah brings His command to pass. Allah guides not wrongdoing folk. And the last condition is denial of all other deities, which means that the shahada must deny every other object of worship. Although that is clear in the words of the testimony of faith, does not seem clear to everyone who makes that testimony. Therefore, I am mentioning it explicitly here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. And he who rejects false deities and believes in Allah has grasped a firm handhold which will never break. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever says there is no one worthy of worship except Allah and denies whatever is worshipped besides Allah, then his wealth and blood are protected and his accounting will be with Allah. Although this condition is also very obvious, but still you can find some Muslims who say the Shahada and then make acts of worship for beings or things other than Allah. You will find them going to the graveyards and making funny things, which indicates somehow that their worship for Allah is not really that pure. So we have, at the end, we have 8 conditions. These are 8 conditions. Maybe other scholars would put more conditions for La ilaha illallah. But these are the main 8 conditions that you have to fulfill when you say that there is no God except Allah. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات تواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.